Thank you. UAE, would you have a specific proposal? The economic impact and livelihoods, I think we shall need to look at in C, where we deal with economic impact. The question is whether livelihoods would be subsumed there, or we need to treat with livelihoods differently under the B category. If we need livelihoods to be treated as a sub indicator or as an indicator, we of course need a proposal to that effect, which would in B7, some have commented on it, but what would constitute livelihood effect? Would it be employment but not business? Because if we take economic activity, micro and small enterprise, even individual account business, is an economic activity, and certainly those who would wish those businesses to be recognized and recorded in the economic data of a country would not want us to, I would think, subdivide them out into individual account when they are otherwise being counted in the national economy. So I think we need to think about any unintended consequences of shifting categories of things. As it is now, there are some delegations that have expressed difficulty with B7, but UAE, if you want to look at this B7 in the context of your ideas and make a recommendation for further elaboration of the language there, that would be helpful. We will then come to the question of each of the B1 through B7, will they be retained with consensus or not? Do we need further explanation? How are they compatible with what we do in C and other parts? But for the time being, I'd ask you to look at B7 and come back with a suggestion if there's anything in respect of livelihood and impact that you want to add, or if you want to put a B8. But the additions have to be specific so that other members can look at it. I can come back to you at the end for a further intervention. Australia.